Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. We're in a festive mood here. The Eagles are back-to-back NFC's champions. Are we back on board? Super Bowl run back on? I think it is today. I think we're feeling good about the Eagles.
I think we feel good about it.
And where the team is headed in Buffalo on Sunday. But they're officially in the playoffs. NFC East champs. And they could be the only team in the NFL that won their division last year to win their division this year. Pretty darn good as they get their 10th victory of the season. All right, 215-592-9490 for your chance to hop in and react with us after the Eagles take down the Commanders. It has been mostly, I would say, today. Everyone's feeling good, right? Things are going well. Jalen played well for the second straight week.
It was a good day.
Running game was really good. They blocked it well. They played really good defense. Coop with the pick. Jordan Davis. I mean, it's a day to feel good.
Yeah.
There is an issue,
unless you're that one guy that came in and laughed at us.
Oh, yeah. Was it Steve? Yeah, he thought we were silly for being excited about a team that has won two blowouts in a row. I mean, that's all right. I mean, I got his overall point, but they look good doing it, so we're going to feel good about it. But there is one thing I think we all realize is becoming an issue. Hugh Douglas, that is Jake Elliott. It is the kicker. So before we get to hearing from Nick Sirianni and Jake Elliott on his struggles, how concerned are you with Jake? Not so much what are they going to do, but just the issue of our kicker is pretty unreliable right now. And over the last 2 years, 5 of 15 from 50-plus. How concerned are you?
I think it's something that you have to address, but that's at the end of the season. I think it is what it is. I think the last couple of weeks it's become more of a thing because we've had a chance to see a little bit more of him.
Yep.
It's been going on all year, to your point, because he hasn't been great all year. But we had other fish to fry. We were worried about the quarterback and the way that he was playing in the offense as a whole.
The coordinator,
Yeah, so it became one of those things where he kind of flew under the radar. Now we are where we are. They didn't do anything. You know, like you were talking about bringing in somebody else to kind of push him a little bit. There's really nobody out there to push him. So, in essence, in this run, you protect him by not putting him – you try to put him in positions where he can have more success. Then, you know, that what was the one yesterday was like 56 yards or something like that.
I think one of the misses was 57, but he also missed shorter ones.
Yeah,
on Saturday.
But see, that's what I'm saying. The longer one, that one was a little tough. I gave him some grace on that one, but the other ones that you know you're supposed to be making, then you got to make.
All right, a couple things off of what you said there. I understand both your points today that like who's out there, but I literally mean anyone. I mean, teams do this to their kicker. That they'll bring in like whoever the two or three guys are that most recently play in the NFL. What's the guy's name, Hugh?
Young Wei Koo. No, but you said like we are. Like I'm pretty sure everybody that's in earshot remembers the last time they saw Young Wei Koo kicking.
He stinks.
And that's when he damn near tore his leg off.
Has he been cut from two or three teams this year? He stinks. I know
he missed
that.
The football.
I get it.
The whole thing.
But wait,
they got his ass out of town like the next day. Dog, what you doing? This is your job. You know what I mean?
I mean, could it hurt Jake Elliott to see two kickers trying out this week?
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, I'm asking.
I don't think he's soft. I think he knows.
I don't think he's soft either. He's been here a long time.
They didn't want to put him out there and for the extra point.
Yeah.
And we theorized it could have been because they don't want to ruin his confidence.
Somebody said something online that got me thinking a little bit. They said something to the effect of, are the Eagles going to keep waxing nostalgic because he was a part of the Super Bowl teams, or are you going to do something about it? Now,
Familiar.
Who said that?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm just saying. But here's the thing. I get that sentiment, but I'm not willing to move. Like, I will address it at the end of the year. I'll address it at when everything's done, but not right now.
So I think that's probably how this is going to go. The concern is just the way this team plays and the way the NFC field is.
I totally understand where you're coming from.
I mean, that 23-20 might be a playoff game.
Those points matter.
They matter. And so there's a lot of elements to this. Where they bring someone else in, we'll see what they do this week. Also, it's going to start to change the way Nick Sirianni coaches the game.
Yes.
He's 5 of 15 from 50-plus. I mean, 33% is 33% over 2 years. If we're in a game and the ball is on the 37 and it's 4th and 3, that's not a spot. Like, if you're just doing the math on it, he's 33% to make that kick versus what are they to get the first down? I don't know, 50%, 45%, like whatever the number is. It might move the Eagles to go for more 4th downs. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni after the game. Talk about his kicker.
Do you think it's like mental?
I have the utmost confidence in Jake. I think... Like any team, you have ups and downs, and that's just not offense, defense, that's special teams, and, you know, that's your kicker, too. I have a ton of confidence in him that, you know, he'll respond, he'll rebound from this because he's mentally tough and a great kicker, and, you know, we have the utmost faith in Jake moving forward.
All right, there you go, then.
He could say that, but he also attempted a two-point conversion up 17 in the fourth quarter, instead of rolling his kicker back out there for another kick. Let's now hear from Jake Elliott. Locker room after the game. Interesting hearing him reflect on what he thinks is wrong. And he does say in here he doesn't think it's a mental thing.
Do you think it's like mental?
No, honestly, not at all. So that's kind of what's frustrating about it, is I don't feel like that at all. I kind of wish it was.
It would be easier to
fix. So, yeah. No, I mean, it's something I'll have to go take a deep dive on and watch the film. And no one's harder on themselves than myself. So, like I said, frustrating and got to be better.
It's out of your control in some ways, but do you worry that I might bring a kicker in here for?
I understand it's production-based business. You see it all the time. So that's out of my hands. That's out of my control. All I can do is kind of put my head down and keep pushing.
When Nick went for two at the end, did he communicate anything to you there about that?
That was just kind of a scoring thing. It puts us up.
Okay.
All right, so I think there's a lot there that's interesting to me. One, he says it's not a mental thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that obviously means it's a physical thing. He's either just missing or something's off.
Sounds like probably some mechanical.
Okay, so does that make you feel better?
It does to the extent that it could probably be fixed this week. You know, I don't...
But why hasn't it been fixed in all year?
I mean, I'm just going off of what he said.
I know.
I'm just going off of what the man said. So I'm thinking... Like I said, the 57-yard one, you know, that's a 50-50 one right there. I give him that one. But the ones that you're supposed to make,
yeah,
I think that there's probably some issues with the mechanics.
He also said he wouldn't mind, and he gets it if they bring someone into workout this week. I think he's handling that like a pro. But the other part that's interesting is it kind of goes back to the 2-point conversion, and he didn't seem surprised they went for two there, which means maybe they go over this stuff during the week. Like, hey, if we're up this many points in this situation, we're just going for two. So he doesn't feel slighted. That also makes me think the Eagles were not running the score up. That's just what their data said.
No,
like,
that's to me, that felt like more analytics.
I agree. And Dan Quinn's still crying about it. I don't get it. All right, 215-592-9494.
He didn't get the same data that we got.
No, he has different data. That might be why they're 4-11 this season. His data is not as good as the Eagles' data. Let's go to Josh in Pittsburgh up on WIP. Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, yes. Hey, guys. Thank you very much for your time. I definitely think the Eagles, their Super Bowl run is back on. But having said that, I just get this gnawing feeling that inevitably we're going to be facing the 49ers, you know, again. And Nick Sirianni.
No, I think in the first round, Josh.
Let them come.
Yeah, I think that's their first round opponent, if I had to guess right now.
Right, but do we have unfinished business with them? You know, because I remember, you know, Nick Sirianni used that to motivate the team with the Chiefs. But you remember what they did? You know, 2 years ago, all the 49er fans were delighting that they quote unquote took our soul,
mm-hmm.
and that they were responsible for our downfall that year. And so do you think Nick Sirianni might dig into that again and use that for motivation?
More than likely. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, you talk about a team that came in here and basically said that you know, there was a blueprint to beat you.
Yep.
And Robert Salas has some success. Joe pointed out to me last week against this team when he was the head coach of the Jets. So, yeah, they're gonna come here feeling confident about beating Eagles. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. See, that makes me feel better. So, I hadn't heard any chatter about it, and they're kind of looming in the distance. You know, I thought that they had their run and they were done, but that was the team perhaps that made me the most nervous about this playoff run.
Yeah, you know, they have flown under the radar. Josh, I think they're going to play tonight. And Josh, good phone call. They're in Indianapolis tonight for Monday Night Football. If they win tonight, it starts to kind of crystallize what they could be. They actually control the number one seed, the Niners. As crazy as that might sound, because no one has really talked about them this year. If they win out, which is tonight against the Colts, Sunday night against the Bears, and then the final game against the Seahawks, that's not an easy path to win out. I mean, that's three good teams, or two really good teams and one, you know, okay team. But it's not an easy path. If they win out, though, they're the one seed. So that obviously changes everything. If they lose tonight, though, or lose one of these games, the sixth seed is the most likely thing for them, which means they come in here. I don't know. I mean, does 2 years ago matter anymore? Bose is not on the team right now.
No, I don't think so.
Debo's not on the team anymore. Ayuk's not on the team.
It is something that you know, can be used as bulletin board material, though.
That was also the Big Dom game.
Yeah.
Remember that with
Big Dom. Greenlaw?
Green, who's not there anymore either. Yep. It's a lot of different
players. You know, Hugh might be conflicted, though, with Bryce Huff on the other side.
Oh, the Bryce Huff game.
What you trying to say?
you know what I could already say? Playoff week, we're all getting revved up, and Hugh brings up it's the Bryce Huff revenge game.
Hugh's going to come in with a Bryce Huff jersey.
Are y'all serious? Y'all got to be playing, right? You know, I'm trying to beat these Scrooge allegations, and I'm trying to beat these not an Eagle fan allegations. Then you're going to say some stuff like that?
That's you shouldn't ever have to beat Eagle fan allegations. Eagles Hall of Fame,
some people aren't that bright, Joe. Some people aren't that bright.
You know what? Let him knock himself out there.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't do that. I don't want Bryce Huff to come here and have a good game. Right.
Let's revise what was just said, because I agree. I don't think you're going
to
do that, but
I don't want them to win.
Do I feel
I
like
go to LA.
Do I feel
well,
like
California.
If Bryce Huff has a big game against the Eagles in a playoff game, like I told you so. No, I told you so.
There's no question.
Roll
not gonna say,
right
not
in
gonna
here.
Say a word.
Oh, stop.
Not gonna say a word.
That's a lie. No one buys that one.
I'm just trying to figure out where we going to be, Santa Clara.
Well, here's a question. Do you think Blue Jeans has booked the hotel rooms in Santa Clara yet? Because we're back on now, right? It's all good.
Nope, not yet.
If they beat Buffalo,
that will say a lot.
If they beat Buffalo, does he book them? Actually, I'm gonna send a text message and find out right now if these hotel rooms have been booked. Because you know, I mean, we don't want to be out in the cold.
No.
Put Hugh Douglas in a motel out there somewhere.
I mean, I make it. I got people out there. I figure it out.
Oh, you got friends?
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah, I got people. But there's more than one person. There's a lot
I'm
of
just
us.
Saying, I look out for you.
Hugh will be down there.
Yeah,
I know some people.
Okay, let's go to Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up,
Tyrone? What's up?
Yeah, Joe and you. Yeah, this is about the Eagles. I'm glad that the climate has changed from 2 weeks ago when we went on that little losing skid and everybody was act like we was on the Titanic.
Yep.
But now the Jalen and the defense, which I'm really I really love the defense, because each week is somebody else that's stepping up, and I just hope N'Kobe,
his
hamstring
him
back.
Yeah,
exactly. But exactly. So what do you remember Sam Mills?
Yeah. this must be your first time calling Tyrone, because
Tyrone used to call us.
No
a lot,
disrespect to you, Tyrone, but I've been talking about N'Kobe reminds me of Sam Mills for like the last couple of weeks. Yeah, it was no disrespect to you. It was just like you must have not heard me say that. I've been saying that for weeks. Not the Hall of Fame, but he played like the smaller
stature,
you know, tenacious linebacker. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even London Fletcher was that smaller dude too.
He was.
Yeah. You know, I saw him play with the Philadelphia Bell.
Oh,
Sam.
Yeah, Sam.
I remember
Sam
when
had
he was
a
in
long
Carolina.
Career. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a statue of him outside that stadium down in Charlotte.
Right.
Yes, sir. I saw you play a few times too. You used to bring it, man.
Used to.
Yeah, you was deep, man. I tell you. You was one of the great ones, man. I just
Thank you, man.
If you would have had a longer career, you might have made
it. If I had longer arms. Longer arms.
You know what
give,
I mean?
Give him a few longer arms longer, and five more years,
five
and he'd be in Canton.
I'd definitely be in Canton.
He'd be too big for us then if he was in Canton. He wouldn't be here.
Yeah. I would be.
He was a beast, man. I'm telling you. Don't let nobody fool you, man. He'd be joking around on the show. But he was a beast on the field, man. I saw him plenty of times.
Appreciate you.
You know, oh yeah. But about the Eagles, man. One of the things that I like is that at the right time, the offense is trying to kick it up a notch, and he's throwing more like crossing routes and more out routes, and he's hitting Dallas Goedert like that end zone. That was a beautiful catch, one of the best catches at Dallas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I mean, that Goddard has made.
Definitely.
And I was really impressed. But also, what do you think about Jordan Davis and the defense in general?
I think he's playing well. I was sitting here watching the tape, man. You know, his point of attack, the way that he's taking on double teams and getting off of blocks and everything.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, he should be a Pro Bowler. He should be.
Yeah, he's impressive. You know, I had to go to NovaCare for physical therapy, and I actually saw about six Eagles players walking around, and they were so big that I was like, I had to stop for a minute. They were about 200 feet away, and it was with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Like, I waved to him. That's a cool dude, man. I really liked him because I waved to him, and he spoke back and said, "Hey, what's up? How's it going?" But he was so big, man. When you see these guys in person, you think they're small. I mean, he was a really big guy.
Yeah, they're all huge. Some of them look small compared to the other guys because they're bigger than them. But they're all. I mean, yeah, they're pretty big. Yep.
Yeah, but you know, I'll make one more comment, and I'll let you guys go because I don't want to take up too much time because you got a lot of great callers and everything. But yeah, Jake Elliott, man. I think he goes through spells like a golfer where he pulls it. If you notice in the middle of the year, he was pulling, he was almost like shanking his punts, and they were going left. And every time he missed one, he'd miss it the same way. At the very end, it's like throwing a curveball. But it's either that or an injury, but only the coach will know. And he's like the pretty girl that kisses and don't tell. So I don't know, but I'm going to leave that one alone. But you guys have a great show.
You got it, Tyrone, man. We appreciate the phone call. All right, so I agree with him on Jake Elliott. Like, he's, think of it like a golfer who will go into a bad spurt sometimes, right? But you kind of trust him to come out of it. And he did play well, you know, he kicked well in the playoffs last year. But here's a question, Hugh, on Jake Elliott that the Eagles have to, this has to be part of their thinking, whether it be right now or, like you were saying, more in the offseason. Is this a bad spell or is Jake Elliott declining, right? This happens to kickers. He's not young. I mean, he's not old, but he's also not young. He's been in the league since 2017. His last 3 years, his field goal percentage in 2023 was 93.8, which is very good, right? That's even higher than normal. I mean, I would say the average kicker these days or the top kicker is probably in the upper 80s percentile, right? I think Cameron Dicker's in the 90s, but okay, that's kind of where teams are at, right? Aubrey, you know, from Dallas. The last 3 years, he's gone from 93.4% to 77.8% to 70.8%. You can't be in the 70% as a kicker in 2025.
No.
That's not good.
I think that this is a conversation that's going to be had in the offseason.
Yeah.
Give him a chance, you know, and bring him to camp. And if he's not kicking well in camp, then they'll probably move on from
him. Well, you know, I wonder if they were going to do that last year, and then he kicked well in the postseason. Right? Remember, we had this discussion last year about Jake Elliott. We're concerned, mm-hmm. but bring someone else in. Then he kicked well in the postseason, and we're like, no big deal. And then we're doing it again this year. So the postseason might be the reason his job was saved last year. We'll see what happens this time around. Harry is up next. He wants to talk about the Birds, and he's got a Hugh Douglas story for us. What's up, Harry?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Harry. What's up?
Beautiful day.
Yes, it absolutely is.
Since you're mentioning Jake, you know what? He scares me, but on all of his misses, did you notice that his plant foot was actually in front of the ball?
So you're saying it's more of like a fundamental thing, a mechanics thing.
That's some deep kicker mechanics.
Right there. I really do. I mean, the guy's been steady for many, many years now, and I just think he missed those things because he had his plant foot in front of the ball, not behind it, or alongside of it. It was crazy when I saw that. I was like, "Whoa, dude, what are you doing?"
Well, Harry, here's the good news. If he sees that, and the coaching staff, and Michael Clay, the special teams coordinator, sees that should be fixable, right? That's like,
oh yeah,
it's like a hitter on tape in baseball seeing their swing is off and seeing the mistake and going back and fixing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hugh, I got a funny story for you.
What's that?
I went to training camp with my now ex-wife. She hated the idea of going there, and you were going up against, I think it was a rookie left tackle, and I forget his name at the time, but you were on obviously a defensive end, and you came around and went inside of him on a rush. And he pancaked you. And the crowd went crazy. Oh! And you stood up and said, that'll never happen again. And it never happened again.
You beat that before or after the Willie Rofe incident?
Do you remember around what year it was, Harry?
Oh, my God. It had to be late 90s.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Late 90s.
Yeah, late.
It was like your second or third year with the Eagles. Probably the second year with the Eagles.
All right, I'm interested in finding out what tackle pancaked Hugh Douglas.
Me and Trey used to go. It probably was Trey.
Trey.
No, I remember, it was not Trey. No. This guy didn't last with the Eagles for maybe 2 years and gone.
Oh, okay.
But he was like a first round pick, and big dude, just no heart. Plus, he was slow. I mean, the only reason he got
it's embarrassing.
He went around him from then on.
How did Hugh get pancaked? What was he doing? What are you doing, Hugh? What's wrong?
I don't remember.
Well, he didn't go around him. He tried to go to
underneath.
The inside part.
Yeah.
And the guy can't move, so he got you. But just the idea that you said, that'll never happen again. My wife, my ex turns around and looks at me and goes, how's he going to prove that? I said, because he's Hugh Douglas.
Could it have been Barrett?
Barrett Brooks, maybe. Maybe it was Barrett?
No, it wasn't Barrett.
No? This is when
Andre,
I wish like technology was the way it was now back in the day. Like, because you'd have your phone out, if it was now, Harry, you'd have a video of it, you'd send it to us, we'd put it up online.
Oh, you'd be getting clowned all up and down Twitter.
I mean, I forget the guy's name. It's like going to the tip of my tongue and I can't get it.
We'll find it. Harry, good phone call, man. We appreciate you being part of the show. You don't remember getting pancaked at practice?
No, not in practice. I remember getting ass over tea kettle in practice one time. That was John Wellborn. I remember I was down there messing around at the tackle spot. And he got his hands on me. he dumped me. And everybody just kind of got quiet. Because I was like, damn, he's pretty strong. Because when he grabbed me, it's like normally when you get grabbed by a lineman,
yep.
you break their hold and you do your move. But when he grabbed me, I couldn't break his hold. He put me on my ass.
And he got you. Yeah, you got Aaron in San Diego's up on WIP. Aaron, what's up?
All right, Hugh, you ready to check out? Because you know what's coming next.
Here we go.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Oh.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, Aaron. How you feeling?
You know, Hugh, on Saturday, Dan Quinn reminded me a lot of Hugh Douglas on Friday, where he waited for me to hang up to say that I'm not funny, and he checks out every time that I call.
Oh, he wants
and,
you to say it to his
like
face?
That. Wow.
Wow, Aaron, I didn't know I hurt your feelings like that, but you aren't that funny.
You wouldn't even know that, Hugh. I flew 2,000 miles to break bread with you and have adult beverages, and hey, you know, what I know and what Chris from Middletown know and Terrence from Springfield, we know things, But we're not going to go there with it. Oh, right?
No, don't worry. I can vouch. You know, not funny in person either.
Wait a minute. I hung out with y'all for a little while, but I had company.
No, stop
you had company.
It. We all
company.
Know.
Yeah, you had company.
We
yeah,
all
had
know
company.
The business that you were working on.
No, I'm
we
saying.
We all understand that.
Yeah,
but
no. Okay, but in my defense, you're married. I'm not. I'm trying to, you know, I was trying to date at that point, and you was infringing on my quality time.
Yeah, I don't think Aaron wasn't infringing. We were having a fantasy draft.
Let me tell you something.
I mean, he didn't try to bother you.
It wasn't that funny.
Let me tell you something to you. I'm known as a charming guy. If you would have brought me in, I could have told you the Wildebeest story. I could have told you my 12-inch
pianist
show. I could have been the wingman from heaven.
Is this about Aaron or is it about the Eagles? What do we got here?
What are we doing?
So here's what I like in this season, too.
Yep.
Imagine making a trek to the peak of Mount Everest, right? The most mentally grueling, the most physically challenging thing that somebody could do in their life, okay? This team last year accomplished that. Now imagine having to do it all over again the next year.
Mm.
The beginning, the middle, they are going to be the struggles, not just physically, but mentally. And what we've seen, you know, throughout this season is that this team hasn't been beaten on a regular basis by teams. They've been beaten by themselves. Silly penalties, turnovers at the wrong time, missed field goals, special team mistakes, you know, inaccuracies by the quarterback. It's been just a whole a whole bunch of stuff that has affected this team's, you know, win-loss record this year. But here's the thing, boys. We are getting healthy.
Mm.
We've got Lane Johnson coming back. We've got Jalen Carter coming back. This defense has played out of their freaking minds the last couple weeks, okay? Our special teams, Joe, I sent you a thing about Michael Clay. I was kind of surprised that he still has a job today because for the last five games, the special teams has really let us down and lost us a couple games or made some games closer than they should have been.
You want Michael Clay fired, Aaron? I mean,
it's not like you do.
Michael Clay's been here a long time. I mean, there is a little precedent, though. I think it was the Rams a couple days ago. They fired Chase Blackburn, their special teams coordinator. But, yeah, I mean, I'm always fire or bench someone. I'm not firing Michael Clay today. I mean, let's take a deep breath.
The point is we accomplished what we needed to accomplish. We
yes.
won the division.
Yes.
We are in the playoffs. It's a completely different ballgame. We hold all the cards right now. We can sit players. We can rest players for the playoffs. We have so many different options that we can do these next 2 weeks, but here's the bottom line: there's not a team in the NFC, there's not even a team in the AFC that should scare us because the Sky Marshal, Quadzilla, the monsters of Broad Street, the Young Gun gangrene defense are coming. They're on that wagon train to Super Bowl 60, Levi Stadium. Let's go, Birds!
Oh, there it is, Aaron. Aaron, good phone call. All right, coming up. It was one of Aaron's better ones, actually. We had to get him back on track, talking a lot about himself. All right, coming up. Reminder at 1 o'clock today, you're going to get a chance to play Kiss the Baby. We've got to play today. And today's the day to do it before that's our last show for the week today. So we got to play today, 1 o'clock.
It's getting tough.
It is getting tough. Well, yeah, you got to kind of call your shot with some of these teams. I eliminated the Bucks last week. Feel pretty good about that, even though they're not out yet. All right, you could be entered to win a prize at the end of the year. We'll play Kiss the Baby at 1 o'clock. Your phone calls on the win, confidence the rest of the way, and Aaron kind of led us into what we're going to talk about next. What do we do with some of the injured players set to return this week? Lane Johnson, Jalen Carter. Should the Eagles play him, rest him? What to do in Buffalo? Midday show on Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.